for a long time, much of these problems could be ignored by the propertied and elite classes. And Ottoman power, to many observers at the time of Suleiman's death, seemed to be as strong as ever. But in time, the odds were against the Ottoman Empire, and it only became evident in 1799 when Napoleon invaded Egypt, fought his famous Battle of the Pyramids right in the middle of the Islamic world, and only then did the Sultans Selim III wake up and say, well, we'd better carry out modern reforms, and that initiates the period of modern Turkish history, an effort to catch up with the Western powers. But that's a whole other course in itself. So the Ottoman Empire, as I said, is a summation in many ways of great traditions. It provided the peace and prosperity equivalent to the Roman world. The quintessential Ottoman mosque that was created by Sinan and becomes the main type of mosque in the Middle East is based on very good Roman principles. It's a dome building. In the decorative arts, it is very easy to see continuity, especially going back to Byzantine and even pre-Byzantine artistic traditions from Asia Minor. These survive in textiles and jewelry. The village life, the folk tales, the musical instruments, all of this became assimilated into folk Islam. And even today, when one travels through the villages of Turkey, you sense you're moving through a very ancient world. You see a humble domestic architecture that goes back to Hittite models. You hear instruments that were probably created in some instances in the classical or in the Byzantine world. And you see dances associated with Sufic Islam, which again are probably very traditional and go back to the very beginnings of Anatolian civilization. And all of this was summed up in the great Ottoman Empire. But the process didn't stop with the Ottomans. And it continues to this day in Turkey. And I think I would like to close with just a brief description of how I see this process still going on in Asia Minor today in the modern Turkish Republic. And the way to get a sense of that, how the Turks appreciate all of these great civilizations in Asia Minor, and how they are in some way an heir to all of them, and how they draw inspiration from them and are creating a new Turkish identity within a modern nation state. The best way to get that sense is to visit Anıt Kabir. That is the great monumental tomb to Kemal Atatürk. Atatürk is the founder of the Turkish Republic. And he, more than anyone, made Turkey a modern nation, even forged the modern Turkish identity. He's one of the great political figures of the 20th century, and unfortunately, he isn't very well known outside of Turkey, and he does deserve enormous credit for what he achieved. When you arrive at his monumental mausoleum, it's a whole complex, you're immediately greeted by a monumental staircase that looks like something out of the altar of Zeus at Pergamon. It's flanked with reliefs, but the reliefs are done in this sort of neo-realistic style, something that you would associate with, say, modern Soviet art or other arts in Europe in the 1920s and 30s. You march down this processional access in a complex that is worthy of an imperial temple of the Emperor Augustus. And along the way, besides the gardens, you march by protective lions that look like they come out of the art of the Neo-Hittites or of the ancient Urartian kingdom around Lake Van. You enter into a vast square, and you stand before a mausoleum that looks very much like a Greco-Roman temple. The decorative patterns look like something that come out of the Ionic traditions I spoke of the 2nd century BC that were revived by the Emperor Hadrian in the temple at Adzanus. And when you enter into a really remarkably dignified and restrained interior, and there's a simple sarcophagus to Atatürk, which really looks like a turbay to an Ottoman sultan, but it's been toned down. The mausoleum, the complex to Atatürk, is in many ways a summation of all the great traditions that we've studied, but it's also looking forward because with Atatürk, we have not only the modern Turkish nation, but a group of people who have the same creative genius in adapting traditions to meet new needs.
We hope you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses series. Our courses are now available to order online. Visit our website at www.teach12.com or call our customer service representatives at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-TEACH-12. Thank you very much.